are born great, and some are born Jersey.
I don't start the drama.
Hi.
But I will stop the show.
I say, when you have nothing to hide, there's nothing to lose.
You don't have to pay me a compliment, but you do have to pay me respect.
My nose may be new.
Cheers.
But I could still smell a rat.
I have a new king.
Good job.
Finally.
But I'm still the queen of New Jersey.
Hi, I'm your host, Jack Sitt, and welcome to Flipping the Table, the official Real Housewives of New Jersey recap podcast and a production of the Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any of my recaps. To begin, the episode picks up right where it left off last week. We saw Jackie and Dolores arguing because Jackie questioned Dolores' loyalty, and Dolores calls her this, and Jackie does not like being called this. She thought Dolores was disrespecting her. They start to get really, really heated. They go at each other, and then the ladies are like, oh, what's going on? What's happening? They all crowd around. Joe Werga said to Frank, well, what's happening with Dolores? So they all crowd around. They gotta be broken up because, as Frank said, Dolores used to be like a street fighter because she was from Patterson and she bit through someone's nail. So they had to get her away from Jackie before maybe she did something that she regretted. They broke up that fight. The ladies all crowded around. Then Dolores starts talking to Jackie about the whole conversation and that she wants to be friends with both people and she's not picking sides. She's trying to stay neutral and loyal to both of them. And I see why Dolores was really upset. Because Dolores, as she previously said, she takes a lot of pride and joy in being loyal. So when Jackie like questioned that, it really, really set her off. Jennifer and Margaret start talking. And while they are talking, Jennifer admits that Margaret talking about her affair that happened a long time ago was really a trigger for her. It was like an inner trigger for her because it wasn't really out there. So when a few seasons ago when Jennifer was bringing that up, I guess it really triggered her. So that's kind of, I guess, I don't know if it's really like explaining why she did that. Maybe it is why she did that, but that's what she told Margaret was the reason that she came after her and everything was because it really, really triggered her. And Jennifer admitted to Margaret she didn't say anything about Bill's affair to protect their family. Like, none of the kids knew. Their in-laws didn't know. Her sister, her best friend, no one knew. So Jennifer was trying, she put that secret away, locked it up, and threw it with a key. And they, as she said, they never spoke about it again. And that's why it was so shocking to her that Margaret brought that up. And she said she didn't say that, and she didn't come on the show saying that because she just wanted to move on. She didn't want her family to know about that or look at Bill in a different light, which is totally understandable. After their conversation, Jackie and Dolores get to talking about Dolores' friendship with Jennifer. Dolores says that she wants to be loyal to Jennifer and Margaret, and it seems like everything got smoothed over. But as we keep watching the episode, Dolores is still clearly pissed when Dolores told Jennifer about what Jackie said, but I will go into that a little later. In the next scene, we see Jackie walk into a facility to try and start getting treatment for her eating disorder. While she was with the counselor was asking her a bunch of questions, if she felt any of these symptoms, and one of the symptoms Jackie told her was that she had a slow heart rate. And the counselor told her, you need to go to all these tests before we do any of the treatment because the spike in like the different foods and I guess the nutrients could really like ramp up her heart rate. And I think it could send her into like a heart attack. And I could relate to Jackie. I saw her face. She was all shocked and confused and scared. And I could definitely relate to that because any kind of life-threatening news from a doctor is scary. And for some of you that know, and then for some of you that don't know, I actually had cancer when I was 16. And I remember when my mom got the call that I had cancer, we were so shocked and scared. We both started crying because it really came out of nowhere. We had no idea, like, because you don't know where cancer comes from. It just comes up and you don't really know why. So I totally relate to Jackie's face and Jackie's feelings when she got that news. After that, we see Dolores. In the previous episode, she called a family meeting. That happens this episode. Dolores and Frankie Jr. and Gabby, they all go out to dinner. They start discussing things like why Frank wants to move back in. He says he's getting older and he just wants to be with his family. I mean, family's like the most important thing. So that's really why he wants to move back in. Then the conversation takes a little bit of a turn when Frankie Jr. brings up, he says to his mom, like, what's the status of you and David? And I think Dolores was nervous to tell them and she was kind of like beating around the bush. And Frank was just like, Dolores, like, cut to the chase. So Dolores pretty much tells them that she broke up with David. Both of the kids, especially Frankie, were shocked. Like, Frankie dropped the fork and he goes, oh my God, that's so upsetting. And as we saw on the season 11 reunion, they showed a flashback from when the kids went on Watch What Happens Live. And Andy asked Frankie a question, do you think David and your mom are going to get married? And he was like, honestly, yes. So it definitely came as a shock to him when Dolores told them that they broke up. And in my opinion, I think David is a nice guy. He just didn't show up for Dolores as much as she needed. Like, as she said, work was his, like, first thing. Like, work came before her. And I'm sure that really, like, took a toll on her and kind of, like, maybe she held a little bit of resentment towards him because she didn't come first. It was his job that came first. But in my opinion, I think David is a really nice guy. I actually met him, well, funny story, actually. I met him in Disney World. Me and Dolores were in Disney World in Orlando at the same time. I was there because I was raising money for a marathon, and I was talking to Dolores, and she said to me, like, oh, why don't you come meet up with us at Disney World? So I got there. We had the best time. Dolores actually saw, it was so sweet, Dolores saw that I was freezing. And because I guess I didn't bring the right clothing that day. And she saw I was freezing. So it was so sweet. Like, the mother and Dolores, she bought me a sweater, which I still have today. This was like February 2020. So it was like right before the pandemic, like right before. Anyway, that day we were in Disney World. We went on all these rides. All these people were coming up to Dolores, like, oh my God, are you Dolores? Can we take a picture with you? And I took the pictures and it was so sweet. Dolores was like promoting me. Oh, do you know RHO and Jay Obsessed on Instagram? You guys should follow him. Like that day, I can't even explain. It was like a once in a lifetime thing. It was so fun. Dolores made me feel a part of, like, kind of like their family. We got lunch. David bought me lunch, which was so sweet. And just overall, that day was, like, so fun. And it was like a once in a lifetime. But back to the recap, fast forward, the cast heads down the Jersey Shore for their first cast trip of the season. I see a lot of people on Twitter say that they don't like when the cast goes down the shore. But I personally like when they do. It's kind of like when the Real Housewives of New York went to the Berkshires. It's like the same thing. They're doing the same thing with the Jersey Shore. And I like when they go to the Jersey Shore. There's always drama. And, you know, Jersey in the summer is always the best. And I personally love when they film in the summer because they go to the Jersey Shore. I live on the Jersey Shore, and I grew up going to Point Pleasant and Jamison's Beach. I've been going there every year since I was a kid. I would go there with camp. I would go there with my family like twice or three times during the summer. So it's fun for me to see them at Jenkinson's and on the boardwalk and walking and everything because I recognize it. So it's like it's nice for me to see, like, oh, I went there and now the cast is going there. Like, it's cool to me. Maybe not to everyone, but it's cool to me. And then they go to the beach, and Jennifer, Teresa, and Dolores, they start talking. Dolores tells Teresa that she broke up with David, and Teresa was like, wait, what? Well, she was also shocked because they've been dating for like 4 or 5 years, and it came as a shock to them, as a shock to her. So after that, Dolores brings up to Jennifer what Jackie had said a few days before at Teresa's pool party. She said that Bill shouldn't have stuck his you-know-what in someone else. And Jennifer did not like that at all. And I'm sure we will see how that plays out in the episodes to come, because I'm sure she's going to confront Jackie about that. And it probably is not going to end well. I personally like seeing that Jackie and Jennifer are friends. It's nice for them to see, like, they came as newbies, both of them, in season 9. So it's nice to see, like, the newbies trying to stick together and then trying to become friends. But this, it may rattle the new friendship a little bit. Jennifer and Teresa arrive back to Jen's house, and then Teresa gets a call from Louis. He says he doesn't want to come around the group because of that. One of the stories came out that day that they went to the Jersey Shore, and he felt uncomfortable coming around the group because he feels that they would all question him. And like, Dolores has always used this. You're walking into the lion's den with this group, and it's true. And Teresa was upset because she knows that Louis didn't sign up for this. Louis is coming on the trips and filming with her for Teresa because that's his girlfriend at the time. And he didn't sign up for that. And that's why, and Teresa got really upset. After the phone call with Louis, Teresa starts talking to the producers and starts getting mad at them. And overall, Teresa ends up walking out, fighting with the producers. Why are you still filming? And Teresa gets in her, I think it's a rose gold Range Rover. It was gorgeous. Like, that color looks so good. So Teresa was like rolling out of filming like that girl. Cause you know, she's the OG, she's that girl. So she rolls out of the street and leaves. And then we were hit with another to be continued. And I thought that was so unnecessary because in my opinion, what they could have done, they could have showed Teresa leaving and then did like, and next time on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, like they could have done that in a little sneak peek of the episode like they usually do. And we've only gotten that one time this season. We've gotten 3 to be continued and 4 episodes. Like, it's crazy to me how much they love these to be continued. And I don't like them, and I know the fans don't like them at all. And before I end this episode, I wanted to tell you guys that I saw on Instagram that one of the girls from ITV, which is affiliated with Sirens Media, the production company that runs RHONJ, sent out a casting call for new, like, affluent woman socialites in New Jersey. And I know that's for The Real Housewives of New Jersey because we had the same cast for 4 seasons, and I'm sure they're looking for some new people. I mean, I love this cast. I love this group of ladies. They all make it into a whole, make the show into a whole, but I would like to see some new blood, and I would like them to freshen up the cast. So Sirens is actively looking for new women, and I guess we will have to stay tuned on that. And thank you everyone for listening to this episode, and I hope you enjoyed. And stay tuned for another episode next week.